Hello, and welcome again to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Vlad, and here is my co-host, Ben Lauer, today. You probably know Ben. I know him since 2010, when he used to work in the Windows Phone team, and it was the Windows Phone 7, right?
Yeah, I was on Windows Phone right when we launched Windows Phone 7. I was there for a couple years, working with developers to bring their apps to the platform.
And then you moved to Kinect team.
Yeah, then I've been on Kinect since then, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, Kinect is really, I don't know, exciting, and it's always something new coming, even like, even after we released this product like many years ago, there is always something new, not just in from the technology standpoint, like the technology itself, but also from the use cases standpoint, because I'm keep hearing about new applications and like new use cases people create, and like that's exciting.
Yeah, I know Kinect is definitely one of those things that we've just seen so much creativity unleashed from the community. Just this week, actually, it's not in one of the slides, yeah. But just this week on our blog, we were talking about this new sort of medical assistant that's powered by Kinect, and we see all kinds of creative things from, you know, projection mapping using the Kinect's depth camera and really cool visual effects to really interactive experiences. So you're exactly right. There's just new stuff coming all the time.
Yeah, and as we go deeper with you, I'm actually surprised how many things are using Kinect, but I just have no idea about it.
Yeah.
So yeah. You're probably seeing Kinect every day, or you just don't know.
Yeah, that's true. So, little pop quiz, if you're watching, the video here in the background with my name on it, what is that? Yes. Anybody have any ideas?
Yeah, try to guess.
Try to guess.
And there is a comment field below on this page, so you can put your comments there.
And we'll let you know after we get some comments, we'll let you know how you did.
Yeah. So, and we continue with Kinect.
Yeah, I was just in Austin, Texas this week. And so one of the things that I do as part of my role is go around and really spread the word about Kinect and demonstrate it and help developers who are new to it or even people who have been using it for a while. So we ran this hackathon this last weekend in Austin. And so I got some photos here on the left. This is a team. I'd never seen somebody actually take rope out and hang a Kinect from the ceiling at a hackathon. And so they had a scenario where they were measuring people inside of a dance club. So they had the Kinect on the ceiling to sort of measure the energy of the audience and you know, do some things that the DJ could respond to. The middle image there is actually me with the mayor of Austin, Texas. First time I've actually been running a hackathon and had the mayor come by, and it turns out he's a big Kinect fan, and Austin is just this big, you know, tech hub, just all this innovation happening.
Yeah.
And so he came by to just say thanks for us being there and to really encourage the people participating. Yeah. So that was awesome. And then the bottom right, you know, everybody who came to the event went home with a Kinect adapter. The top teams had prize money and Kinect sensors. And then the top image was actually not a hackathon project. Mm-hmm. The guys presenting this, they took second place at a hackathon last year that we did up in Toronto. And so they were showing me that they've continued working on it. And the scenario here is the Kinect is being used to show my living room and show me inside of the living room. And then there's a whole catalog of furniture. So I would select a couch, and then I could use gestures to position the couch and exactly in my living room. And then I would see this 3D couch to scale and myself, and I could walk around it. And what was crazy is I knew the couch wasn't really there, but because I was seeing it on the screen, part of my brain for a moment was like, oh, you could sit down. And it was just really a cool way to see like how this furniture, would it fit in my living room and how would it look? And so these guys are really working hard on this. So that was cool to see the continuation of a previous hackathon project.
That's big. And I actually remember one video, not even one, two or three, about Kinect and the ceiling. You probably remember TED videos with a bunch of drones like doing fancy things and carrying like glasses with water and like Yeah, they use Kinects for tracking like drones and tracking the like reconstructing the surface. So that's awesome.
Yeah, cool.
A little bit about next week. So it's the show we have called This Week on Channel 9, but this is really important, and it's all related to what happened already and it's going to happen. We're talking about MWC and GDC conferences next week.
And MWC, for those of you who don't know, stands for Mobile World Congress.
Yes.
And every year it's in Barcelona, and it's sort of I think it's the biggest industry event for all of the mobile industry, right? So you're not going to be there, though.
I'm not going to be there.
Yeah.
But a bunch of Microsoft people are going to be there. And we'll have a sort of keynote on March 2nd by Barcelona time and March 1st Pacific time. Mm-hmm. And we're going to reveal some great news, and you should watch it. Yeah, and there is also another conference, which is Game Developer Conference, GDC, in San Francisco. And for this conference, we're going to be there.
Yep. Yeah. Vlad and I will be down there, again, with a bunch of other folks from our team. We are going to be, there's a booth. Actually, if you've ever been to GDC, you know there's a giant trade show floor with tons of booths. And so we'll be at the Microsoft booth every day, showing off some things that have been happening with Kinect. Mm-hmm. And actually, I'm making another plug here for a prior hackathon winner. So last summer, we did a Kinect hackathon in Dallas, Texas, mm-hmm. and met a couple developers there who they won. They made this really awesome Unity game that was this super innovative gameplay using, it had four players, two using the controllers mm-hmm. and two people whose bodies were being tracked by Kinect, and they had to do something in the game.
Cool.
So actually, one of the developers of that, Daniel Fairley, he's coming to join us at GDC, and he's going to talk about that project, and he's also going to be showing off a brand new game that he created at the Austin Hackathon.
Cool.
And again, super fun gameplay. So if you're at GDC, or if your friends are going to be at GDC, make sure you tell them to come by and see us and say hi, and we'd love to talk and chat and meet you guys. So we'll be there. I'm just going to be in town Wednesday through Friday.
Yeah, same for me.
Yeah, so we'll be there at the booth and all around.
Yeah, and there will be Unity Party, and we're also going to be there.
Yeah, there's the Unity Party. One of those nights we'll be there demonstrating some things. So hope to see you guys.
Yeah, and back in January, and 21st of January, Phil Spencer promised more news about gaming on Windows 10 and Xbox at GDC. So it's actually going to happen. So if you're a game developer or just interested in gaming, again, make sure you read news. I'm not sure if there is going to be webcasts, but news are coming.
Yep.
And it's exciting.
So next week, big week, bunch of announcements from us, some at MWC, some at GDC.
Yeah, exactly. And talking about gaming and Xbox Live in particular, there was a great blog post by Larry Herb and Mayor Nelson interviewing one of the developers of Xbox Live, and actually Russ was there from the very beginning, and they are actually telling the story of Xbox Live. How was it started? Like, what was the assumptions and the ideas behind it from the beginning? How they transformed this? And you know, that's really exciting to have all this Xbox Live news already, came in the past, like in January, not the big past, and like all this news coming next week. And this story is actually really good to read. I didn't know it. I just read it, and you know, I liked
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I think historical, you know, behind the scenes, like hearing from people who create these uh-huh. things, that you know, a lot of times really interesting just to, like, what were the challenges? You know, Xbox Live was really innovative at mm-hmm. the time that it came out on the original Xbox. Like, nobody had really ever done that before.
And it's still,
you know, it's still, like, really pushing, you know, multiplayer and achievements and all those things forward. So
yeah, it's a unique combination of multiplayer and social features and, like, the content delivery features. You know, it's big.
Yeah.
And talking about like events, there is a series of events started this week, actually yesterday. about the dev tools and the cloud, and presented actually by the developers of these features. And if you actually miss Dan Fernandez, who used to be a co-host of this show, you're gonna watch this. This is a really unique series because they are talking live about features and products they are shipping, and you can ask questions, they answer them like again live. So that's really interesting event, and it's a new way of events here in Microsoft, because I don't know if there was something like this.
Yeah, it's. I think we're doing it more and more. Mm-hmm. There are some other events where we have live participation, but you're right. We don't do it enough.
Yeah, live is okay, but we don't usually do like Q&A with these big guys. When I used to be in the field, how we call it, basically developer experience organization around the world. We are doing things like this.
Yeah.
But it's not from like core people developing stuff.
Yeah, these are guys from the engineering team who are building out the dev platform and frameworks, and you can really have a chance to interact with them and ask them questions. And if you don't have a question, I highly recommend you just sign in to heckle Dan Fernandez. I think that's always always something we like to see.
Yeah, and talking about the developer stuff, we just released the Visual Studio 2015 Community Technology Preview 6.
Say that three times fast.
Yeah.
Is there a four work groups that's coming on the end of that too?
CTP6,
that's a little better.
So actually, it doesn't sound that big, but it's big, because if you work with the Visual Studio 2015 every day, you know that there are bugs, because it's a new product, actually not released yet. And CDP has a bunch of fixes for debugger, for some other features, for like working with in like C++ toolset. So that's important. If you work with Visual Studio 2015, make sure you install CTP 6.
Yeah, and also, if you've been using CTP, thank you for all the feedback you've been giving. So there's a tool built in, we call it Send a Smile, and it's a way to just say, hey, this is great, or you can send a frown and say, hey, this isn't really so great, this is a bug. I think a lot of the things that the tools team's been hard at work at here in CTP 6, I think we're probably more like send a crying face. Like, there were some really painful bugs that they've been working hard to fix. And so definitely get CTP 6 because it's going to make everything a lot smoother for you.
Yeah, and thank you for touching this, because I should tell it, it's not just about Visual Studio, it's about all products. All these tools for sending the feedback became really important for us in Microsoft. Like, there are bunch of emails like going back and forth about the feedback you provide, and there was like screenshots or like attachments actually from these tools. People read it, like real people read it.
Yeah.
Like not robots or something. So use those tools. And in conjunction with the Visual Studio CTP 6, we also released a community technology preview for Team Foundation Server. So if you work with these kind of products, make sure you download and try it. ASP.NET 5. This is new.
This is the thing about working at Microsoft. It's like, how many things happened this week? Just in 1 week, you know?
Yeah.
It's really crazy. So yeah, this is Scott Goo, Scott Guthrie. You do it anytime there's some new news about ASP. Uh-huh. He always does a great blog post about it. So you know
he normally does a great blog post.
Oh yeah,
he's a great.
Yeah, but you know, some of the big news here about ASP.NET 5 is a lot of re-architecting. It now runs cross-platform. So if you want to deploy your ASP.NET apps onto Linux or Mac, of course it still works on Windows. But lots of things that they're doing here in ASP.NET 5.
Exactly. And if you don't want to like install it, but still want to know about it, there is a blog post by Steven Walter about like top 10 changes on this. And like Walter developed the samples for ASP.NET 5, so he knows.
Yeah, I remember, I used to be a web developer. Mm-hmm. Like, it was my primary job back in the day. And I remember early days of ASP.NET. Stephen Walter has been there from the beginning. I mean, this guy's been an MVP for ASP for years.
Yeah, and actually, you know, you want to just read it too. Maybe save your time but to understand what happened with ASP.
So you're saying this is almost the Cliff's Notes version of Scott
exactly.
Guthrie's post,
exactly.
Maybe, right?
Yeah. Well, probably with some details, and you know, that's cool. New OneDrive API. I really like this item. It's not that big than probably ASP.NET 5, but this is another example of Microsoft going multi-platform, and the new OneDrive API is not just like bug fixes and like new architecture of the API itself, but it's also another step in supporting multi-platform, because now OneDrive SDK is integrated with the way that different platforms do their file pickers APIs. Basically, there is some kind of file picker on iOS, there is some kind of file picker on Android, and now OneDrive is integrated with that, and of course on Windows Phone as well. So if you are doing this kind of applications integrated with OneDrive and Dropbox, some people do only one file storage platform, some people would like to do all of them. So you want to download and play with it and like update your application with this new SDK. It's about the time for pick of the week. And my pick of the week, you know, I love this thing, Microsoft Band. We finally shipped the preview of SDK. And I played with this SDK before. This is amazing. Like the way they do things, the way you can update like your background, you know, colors, the way you can push tiles on your Microsoft Band, if you are a developer, you're making it really personal. Like it's not just a color or like a background from predefined. You can push whatever you want. You can get the data from sensors, though, a bunch of sensors on this device, and you can use this data for working with another application on your device or on your phone. So on your laptop or tablet, that's big.
I'm also really excited about it. I mean, I've had a band since the beginning. I wear it every day. A little bit of an announcement here for you guys watching. We're actually sponsoring a hackathon. It turns out we love Austin. We were just there. We're going to be back down there here in a couple weeks. But March 18th, there's a hackathon at South by Southwest as part of the music festival. Mm-hmm. So the hackathon's all focused on the music industry, music experiences, and we, for the first time as a company, are going to take bands to a customer hackathon. So we're going to have bands there for these hackers to use. We're going to, of course, have connects there, and I'm really excited to see what people do with it. I mean, I've kind of been brainstorming, and I'm like, well, in music, What if everyone in the crowd had one of these on and we knew their skin temperature? Uh-huh. We knew like how active it was, how hyped up was the crowd, or we could do heart rate, and I could maybe change the music dynamically based on my heart rate if I'm going for a run. I mean, I just think there's so many new things to be explored when you have access to a sensor array, like you're saying here with the band. And I think, you know, I'm excited to see like what people could do with Kinect. Like, you know, Kinect's very good at understanding movement of people, but this thing has an accelerometer and a gyroscope. So could I use this as some sort of a gesturing signal into an application? And I just think it'll be cool to see what people come up with.
There might be a scenario when you switch tracks using like gestures and everything. So it's not just about the scenarios that are there by design. Like getting your steps or counting your steps or getting your temperature and heart rate. There are also some scenarios that you like can imagine and do things with your applications, like and using this as a controller or using this as a source of information, like the skin temperature, for again adjusting the behavior of your application.
Right. So again, I'm just making a plug. If you want to join the South by Southwest Music Hackathon, just look it up. You can apply to get a spot, and we'd love to see you there. We're sending a bunch of Microsoft guys down there and a bunch of gear to be there to help people with their projects.
Cool. And this is your pick of the week.
Yeah, my pick of the week, one of the things that I love to see is when we have developers or we have other software companies helping to make it easy to use Kinect. So this is a company called Opaque Multimedia. They're going to be at GDC next week. I'm actually going to go see them and spend some time with them. But they created this thing called Kinect for Unreal. So they actually did the work to get the Kinect data into Unreal Engine 4 and allow Unreal Engine 4 developers to use that. Mm-hmm. And so there's that piece. They're going to be demoing it at GDC, but they also have this this new game, and it's called Earthlight. They have a trailer that they just posted up on YouTube. It's on their website, and visually looks really awesome. It's an Oculus Rift experience that's also powered by Kinect, and of course Unreal Engine, and you get to go out into space and explore the space station. The trailer looks super cool. There's no gameplay in there yet, so I'm really looking forward to going down and trying this out at GDC. But this is my pick of the week.
Awesome. I love it. I would also try it. Make sure you invite me.
We'll have to go together for sure. And then there's just one more thing. I know we usually end the show on picks of the week, so there's just one more thing. In addition to working on Kinect and other things here, Vlad and I are also working on the HoloLens. And we hear from customers and developers all the time, like, wow, this thing's really cool. Mm-hmm. When can I get my hands on one? How does this work? Like, what can we do? And, we announced it back on January 21st. And at the Build Conference, April 29th through May 1st in San Francisco, we're going to have more to say about HoloLens. So if you already have a ticket to Build, congratulations. They sold out really fast. Yeah. If you don't have a ticket to Build, get on the wait list. You never know. Somebody might not be able to make it. Their travel plans might change. You could maybe get, score a ticket. But if you can't get there for whatever reason, we also are going to be live streaming all of the keynotes. And we live stream some of the sessions, but then all of the sessions are recorded and posted on Channel 9 afterward. So you can participate, right there from your desk or right there from your phone, and you can, get caught up to speed on everything. But Build is going to be really big. The other thing here on the slide is if you go to HoloLens.com and you scroll down a bit, you'll see this purple bar that's on the slide here. You can sign up for the HoloLens Developer Newsletter. And it's just a way to make sure that you are contacted, and we'll keep you apprised of any news or announcements there.
And we strongly recommend to do that. Even if you're going at Build in person, we strongly recommend to sign up for these news, because you may get some use in advance or get some use before they appear at Build. We don't know. Just sign up, because it's going to be a really good channel of HoloLens news.
Yep. So also, I'd love to hear from you guys on Twitter. I'm sure you're the same. I mean, I'm at Ben Lauer, Lower. So you can find me on Twitter. You can find Vlad on Twitter. Vlad
Cole? It's going to be on the bottom of the page, so people will find it out.
Oh, okay.
Vladkol. This is my Twitter.
And I guess it's easy that we post all the links at the bottom of the video.
Easy. Yeah. So provide your feedback, ask questions, both on Twitter and on Channel 9 page. So we really need your feedback. And thank you for joining us today. It was fun.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Vlad. I appreciate it. Thanks for watching.
Thank you, Ben. Bye.
Bye.